today.
Bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
Habits. And in this part, I'm going to focus on breaking and making new habits. And then I'm going to give you an assignment for the next 21 days that will help you to build positive habits in your life. We said last week that habits most of the time are unconscious in our lives. We do them without even thinking about them. Many times they are positive. They are good, but sometimes they can be very bad. Good habits will help you, enable you to achieve your objectives in life and to become a better person. Bad habits will sabotage you and sabotage your destiny. The thing about habits is that they control so much of our lives. We think that about 90% of what we do is controlled by our habits. Most of the time, we don't even think about them. I mean, when you are dressing up, you don't think about how to dress up. You just, if you're a man, you take your trouser and you know that your right leg goes in and your left leg goes in and you buckle up and you belt up and you put your right hand in the shirt sleeve and the left hand in the shirt sleeve and so on and so forth. These are things you do without thinking. As a matter of fact, you can be doing something else and dress up. It's a habit. It's become second nature to you. When you sit at table to eat, you don't think, should I put the spoon into the rice or should I put the spoon under the plate? You don't think about that. You just scoop your rice and you know where the spoon should go to. You don't consider, does the spoon go on top of my head or my ear or my nose? No. You know it goes straight into your mouth. It's a habit. It's become second nature to you. So there are many things we do by habit. And most of them, we're not conscious of them and they don't really disrupt our life. But there are some habits that really disrupt our lives. And those are the ones we want to focus on. There are habits such as lateness. Lateness. I hope you are not in that habit. You're late to work, late to every appointment. And it's become second nature to you. People expect you to be late. And when you're not late, they get shocked that you are on time. Most of the time, it may sound like fun, but it can sabotage so many things in your life. It can derail your progress in life. It can derail your promotion in your work area. It can actually cost people their lives because you didn't act timelessly. And these days, people have develop other habits like speaking on the phone all the time or texting all the time. The people who are sitting in church and texting. We become addicted to texting. You're conversing with them, they're texting. Every time they're texting, they just can't get out of that habit. And it makes them unfocused. They don't pay attention and they miss the opportunity now. So that can be a very bad habit. And I hope that today we can deal with some of those habits. Some people habitually think negatively. Everything is negative. They never see the positive aspect of life. Some people have the habit of gossiping. Some people are habitually liars. Even if they have no reason to lie, they will lie. You know, I've told a story of a young man I used to know, and he just lies. He just lies. Without, he's not defending, he's not protecting anything. There's nothing at stake, but he would lie. You just see him, and you say, oh, how's that? Where are you coming from? And he would just say, I'm coming from that house. And that's not true. I mean, it doesn't help his case, but he just lies. And it's become a habit. And sometimes it becomes obsessive, becomes an addiction. And sometimes there is a demonic activity that takes hold of your habit to enslave you. Some people have insulting as a habit. They just insult. They can't be courteous. They can't be nice. And they just always speak wrongly to people. Some people use profanity, and there are profane words that come out of your mouth all the time. And then we have habits like smoking. And there are people who are born again Christians who struggle with smoking. Not that they are not saved, not that Jesus is not in their heart, but Jesus is in their heart, but they picked up a bad habit that they are finding very difficult to get out of. I pray that today you will be made free. Some people have alcohol consumption. There are Christians who have alcohol problems and they get drunk, not in the name of the Lord, but in the name of whatever. And then people have drug problems. And now smoking alcohol, drugs is not just habit. It becomes also a kind of chemical dependency. And you need extra help to break some of these habits if you're doing drugs. Some people have overeating as a habit. Overeating. Some people have eating junk food, eating fatty food, eating late at night. And it's hurting your body, it's hurting your health, but you find it difficult to get rid of that. Some people have gambling as a habit. Some have laziness. Some have not exercising, sitting at one place, not moving their bodies. Some have overspending. You give them money and they spend all of it. Some have overspeeding when they are driving. Some have pornography as a habit. Some have masturbation as a habit. Sexual immorality of various kinds. Some have stinginess as a habit. Some are always seeking attention as a habit. They meet somebody and they, oh, please help me, just seeking for attention. Some people just resist change. Anytime change is coming, they just fight it as a habit. Some people make rash decisions. They make quick decisions all the time, and sometimes end up disturbing their own agenda in life. Some become very defensive, and some are always procrastinating. These are just a few habits I can talk about, but there's so many of them, and you know your habits. You know them, and you know the habits that encourage you, help you to achieve more, and you know the habits that are sabotaging you. You know it. You know it's not helping you. You know it's keeping you back. It's not helping you achieve your goals in life. It's not making you a confident person in life. Each one of us has some habit that needs to be broken. And I pray that this morning, your habit will be broken. Many times, in spite of the fact that these habits are known to us, sometimes they are also not known to us. And we keep repeating them over and over again. I want to start with the scriptures in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31. To 35, it's about Jesus warning Peter about Peter's denial. You say, what has that got to do with habit? Well, Peter did it three times. And anytime you keep doing over and over again has become a habit. And if you look at the life of Peter, you will realize that there were some things that were quite repetitive in his life. So let's look at this story and let's see what we can learn about why we are not able to break our habits sometimes. Matthew chapter 26, verse 31 to 35. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I would never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you. I will not deny you. So said all the disciples. It's a very interesting discussion between Peter and Jesus. And it has a bearing on why we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And I want us to look at three mistakes that Peter made in this passage and apply it to breaking habits. The first mistake that Peter made is that he ignored the facts of what he was faced with. He ignored the facts. Peter just brushed aside the words of Jesus as if they didn't matter. He did not seek for clarification. He did not seek for better knowledge. He knew the power of Jesus. He knew Jesus had authority. He knew the words of Jesus were not easy words. They were weighty words. And not only that, not only was Jesus speaking, Jesus was quoting scripture. The word Jesus himself is quoting scripture. Now, if Jesus is quoting scripture, by his word he has authority. By the scripture there is authority. He's using two authoritative sources to tell you about something about to happen. I don't think your attitude should be ignoring it. The reason why many times we are not able to break a pattern of repetition of mistakes or our habits is because we ignore the facts. Ignoring statistics will not change your situation. If you're smoking and you decide never to read what has been written about smoking, if you're overweight and never decide, I will never read anything about overweight because I don't want to hear about it, ignoring statistics will not change the reality. Peter was ignoring the facts from the mouth of Jesus and from scripture. If everyone tells you about a particular problem, you cannot continue ignoring what they are saying. If everybody tells you, you are nasty. If everybody tells you, you are a gossiper. If everybody tells you, why are you late for every meeting? You can't ignore it. You don't ignore the fact. Peter's problem, number one, is that he ignored the facts. You cannot break a habit if you keep ignoring the facts. The second mistake that Peter made is that he underestimated the size of the problem. He did not see the coming events the way Jesus saw it. He saw the problem as no problem. And you cannot deal with a problem if you underestimate it. Because if it is there and you say it is not there, you cannot move it from there. If it is there, it is there. Don't underestimate it. Don't diminish it. And don't make it look like it's no problem. Ask anybody who has built a bad habit and they will tell you, people start complaining, hey, watch this. They'll say, oh, no problem. Anytime I decide to change it, I will change it. Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. And sometimes they'll hold on with, it's nothing for a year. It's nothing. 5 years, it's nothing. 10 years, it's nothing. 20 years, but they're still saying it's nothing. If you underestimate it, you can't break it. Peter's problem was that he underestimated the size of the problem. His third problem was that he overestimated his own abilities and his willpower. He overestimated his own abilities and his willpower himself. Peter did not ask Jesus for help. He did not ask the Lord for grace. Now, if you were in Peter's position and Jesus comes to tell you, listen, something's going to happen tonight and all of you are going to deny me, I think the best thing to do is to say, Lord, help me that I don't deny you. But he didn't ask for help. Look at the two statements he made. He said, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.
That's his first statement. Then when Jesus repeated the statement, he said, even if I have to die with you, I will die with you. He was focused on himself and his own ability. He overestimated himself. Have you ever heard people say, I have the willpower? Anytime I want to change this, I can change it. Who told you? You can't change it. That's why it's there. You don't have the willpower. Don't overestimate yourself and your strength and your ability. Don't see that problem or that habit as something that's so easy that tomorrow you can wake up in the morning and you will drop it. If it was that easy, you would have changed it long ago. You may be a person with great willpower. You may be very strong. You might have great ability. But don't overestimate yourself. All of us are humans. And in spite of the strengths we have in life, we also have severe weaknesses. And there are things we think we can do that we can't do. There are things we think we have power over that we don't have power over. If you play with fire, fire will burn you. If you get close to that situation and say, oh, it doesn't matter, I can be close, but nothing will happen. There are men who overestimate their own willpower, get close to a woman, and before you realize, they are doing things they never thought they would do. There are women who do the same. Oh, he's just a friend. Oh, I'm just playing. I know myself. I know where to stop. You don't know where to stop. Don't overestimate yourself. Because if I'm sure Samson thought he knew where he could stop. Oh, I'll play with Delilah a bit. I'll just tell her a little story here. And by the time it gets close, I will just snap out of it and I'll be free. But he realized his willpower in the face of Delilah was nothing. Don't be like Peter, who overestimated his willpower and his own resolve and his own intentions. You may have good intentions, but end up doing very terrible things.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.